Now, we've presented the problem in Europe. Practically, how can one stop and reverse the Islamization of Europe, or any nation for that matter, but we're taking a case study of Europe right now. There's a group called SION, Stop Islamization of Nations. They've actually got a website and they've got Facebook. There's even Stop Islamization of Denmark, there's Stop Islamization of Europe, Stop Islamization of America. There's different branches and they've got different Facebooks and different websites. But anyway, they have called for surveillance of mosques and regular inspection of mosques to look for pro-violence materials. That's not unreasonable, because a lot of mosques are actually places of fermenting violence. For example, you know the Boston bombers? Those two men were talking about it openly in the mosques. But America, since Obama, has forbidden the FBI to have surveillance of mosques. But if they had, they would have picked up that these Boston bombers, because they're talking about this very, very open, and it was clear they were as radical as it could be. Do you know, in the Second World War, the United States government closed down all Shinto temples in America, which was many hundreds. Why? Because the Shintos were worshipping the Emperor of Japan. The Emperor of Japan was the enemy. The Emperor of Japan had attacked America, Pearl Harbor and all of that. And Shintoism is not a normal religion. It's a very political religion. They're worshipping a political emperor as their god. And as a result, they perceived that the Shinto temples could be a potential danger for espionage and sabotage. In fact, every Shinto temple in the country of America had been built with money from the Japanese embassy. So, clear conflict of interest. But do you know that over 1,200 mosques in America today have been built with money from the embassy of Saudi Arabia? You know that 18, I think, of the 20 people involved in the terror attacks on 9/11 in America 2001 were Saudi Arabian citizens. But Saudi Arabia's most favored nation status. Still, surveillance of mosques, regular inspection of mosques to look for pro-violence materials. It would be quite obvious. I've walked into mosques and seen all kinds of intifada, anti-Israel, pro-death to the Jews type of posters around. And I've seen a lot of the violence in the literature that they've got there, very pro-PLO, Hamas and Al-Qaeda and so on material. So you wouldn't have to look far. Any mosque advocating jihad should be closed. Makes sense? Immediate halt of immigration by Muslims into nations that do not have a Muslim majority. Well, that also would make sense, because until this is resolved, and until Muslims can be absolutely crystal clear that they can be law-abiding citizens and are not supportive of terrorism, why should they be allowed to be immigrating, bringing their problems into our countries? Deportation hearings against all non-citizens who promote jihad. Promote jihad, I mean, makes sense. Could you be in any country and promote terrorism or treason or violent revolution of the country? Immediate investigation to foreign funding in non-Muslim nations. Because foreign funding of mosques, why does a mosque need foreign funding if it's representing a local community? A halt to foreign aid to Islamic nations with Sharia-based constitutions or governments. Why should Western taxpayers be funding governments that don't allow religious freedom in their own countries? By the way, this is Holland. Isn't it amazing what they do with the reclaimed land and the seas? Here's a tunnel going under for the roads, but this is all reclaimed land. That's by the ocean. For jihad to be recognized as a crime against humanity. You would think. Now, what can be done to stop and reverse the Islamization of Europe? I've just given SION's ideas. I'd like to show us the book of Nehemiah. In the book of Nehemiah, we read of a successful strategy that rebuilt the walls and the gates of Jerusalem. Nehemiah gathered his information from eyewitnesses. He investigated the situation personally. He confirmed the facts. He separated truth from rumor. He then presented the facts to the people and to the authorities. We too need to gather and distribute information. We need to be informed. That's the first step. Be informed. My people are destroyed from lack of knowledge. So, this is a map from Patrick Johnson of Operation World, showing the brighter yellow, the higher the percentage of evangelicals, over 20%. Lighter, 10 to 20%. And then the darker the red, the least percentage of evangelicals. So you can see the brightest spots for evangelicals in the world today are Scandinavia, North America, South Africa, and Botswana, Australia, New Zealand. Those are the bright spots. There are a few others here and there. Switzerland, of course, stands out very bright, as does Holland at the stage.
The Philippines,
a lot of Catholics. There are evangelicals, but they're obviously not above the... They're not above the 2% that would seem from this map. Now, Europe, in 1900, evangelicals were primarily the Viking Scandinavian countries, Great Britain, Holland, Germany, Switzerland. That was where the strongest group of evangelicals were, and of course Estonia. By 2000, look how it deteriorated. Let me just take you back then. That's a spiritual look in 1900, this is a spiritual look in 2000. Where are the evangelicals now? Moldova and Romania. And now we're down to the 5 to 10%, Germany and Switzerland, Holland, Denmark, Sweden. It's pretty bad. Pretty bad. So we're down to the 2 to 10% is most of Europe. Here's something that you would not normally pick up. In terms of, now this is percentage numbers. Numbers of evangelical Christians in Europe. Where would you find the largest numbers of evangelicals in Europe today? You will not guess it.
Russia.
In terms of numbers, not percentage.
Yeah.
Sheer numbers, there's more evangelicals in Russia than anywhere else in Europe.
Wow.
Second largest? Romania.
Yeah.
Third largest? Ukraine. All behind the old Iron Curtain. This means that secular humanism, hedonism of Hollywood has been more deadly to Christianity than vicious communist atheistic propaganda and persecution church. The church has done better in Eastern Europe spiritually than it's done in Western Europe. Does that make sense? The only exception I can come to in Western Europe
to that is Northern Ireland.
Northern Ireland, the Christians, the evangelicals are very, very vibrant. But the reason is, of course, they've been fighting a long war, terrorism, and the people there are not soft. But still, less than 4% of all evangelicals in the world are now in Europe. In 1900, most of them were in Europe. So this is not good. Now, in the year 1900, most of the Orthodox were in Europe, most of the Catholics were in Europe, most of the Anglicans were in Europe, most of the Independent Protestants were in Europe. That's 1900. 2000, most are now in Africa, Asia, and Latin America. So the Orthodox still are mostly in Europe and North America, but everyone else, Catholic, Protestant, Anglican, Protestant, Independent, the balance has shifted from the West to the East. Now, where were most missionaries in 2000? I don't actually agree with this map, because this map confuses missionaries. It's taking, we've always tended to understand missionaries as crossing cultures and going out over boundaries, borders. Here they're interpreting missionaries to include what I would call an evangelist working within your own country. But in this way they're saying India is a major missionary sending country, but India is sending most of their missionaries outside the country. Similarly, South Korea and so on. But anyway, missionaries to near cultures, missionaries to cross-cultural. America, Britain and Germany are still major players in mission sending. South Africa is fairly significant. Now, where are all of our Christians? This would maybe interest you. We have got 30,000 Lutheran congregations in the world. We have 19,000 Anglican congregations in the world. 15,000 Reformed, 28,000 Pentecostal, 17,000 Methodist, 14,000 Baptist congregations worldwide. So this, this is Europe. This is just Europe. So where are most of the Christians in Europe? Most of them are theoretically Lutherans, Anglicans, Reformed, and then Pentecostals. So that's where the balance of power is in Europe, spiritually. Africa, the green represents where more than half the population are Muslim. amber. Partial green is where Muslims are a substantial minority, even down to until in some parts of Malawi. But that gives you a pretty good spiritual map of the Muslim versus Christian battle in Africa.
Yes,
yes, it is.
Geographically.
Now, the Muslim world. 86% or greater dark brown Muslim, down to light 5%, 15%. Notice how the strongest Muslim countries are from Mauritania through Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, Libya, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Arab Emirates, Iraq, Turkey, Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan. That's the main block, and of course Somalia. Those are where you get most of the Muslims.
Is Turkey such a strong...
They're getting more secular. More, but the government's trying to make them more Islamic. And the people are resisting, like Egypt. Now, if you look at this differently, this may surprise you. In terms of numbers of Muslims, the largest Muslim country in the world is?
India.
Yes. And the second largest, Indonesia. That's in terms of numbers. There's more Muslims in India than there are in North Africa.
Yeah.
You would think that India is not a Muslim country, but as it so happens, it isn't. But there's still almost 200 million Muslims in India.
Yeah.
But 160 million in Indonesia. So Indonesia and India have more Muslims between the two than the whole of the Middle East.
Yes.
That's quite a shocker.
Mm.
But anyway, this gives you a bit of an idea of the spread of Muslims around the world in terms of numbers. And in Europe, where are they spreading out at the moment in Europe? And the percentage, where they are going above 9% is France. They're not quite there yet. I think that's a bit exaggerated. Officially, that's still 6%. But it could be 9%. There might be 10%. It depends whose stats you're looking at. But this is a German Central Islamic Institute. This is a Muslim source. The Muslims will always exaggerate the numbers, but still, you get the impression of where they are spreading at the moment. Heaven. Again, another estimate of where the Muslims are around Europe.
Albania.
Albania is a majority Muslim population, according to pardon me, the stats. Most of them would be secular Muslims, though, but still, they are getting radicalized. Here you can see the change. The European populations are going down because of low birth rate, high contraception, high abortion rates. But numbers of people in Spain, France and UK are going up because of foreign immigrants. So basically, number of Europeans going down, number of people in Europe is going up because of foreigners, mostly Muslim. Now, this is first and foremost a battle for the mind. And so, the book I wrote, Slavery, Terrorism, Islam, and the Muslim Prevention Workshop, audio MP3, and the Islam Rising DVD, which you saw the first installment of yesterday, these are basic, minimal introductions to the threat confronting us. I think the Islam Rising is something that should be shown in every church, have people understand what's going on. It's a full 194 minutes running time if you take all four, plus some of the extras that are added to it. There are many other good books, DVDs and audio MP3s that we can recommend. But one of the sources is on our frontline.org.za website. We've got a lot of links to a lot of resources, including sermon audio lectures on it, PowerPoints, country reports, free PDF books on resources and so on. Our frontline news, if you want to be on the mailing list of it. And Christian Action will deal with quite a lot of these issues too. In fact, the notes of most of what I've said now is in that Islam Resisting Islamization Christian Action magazine on table there. But then if you find a reformationsa.org website and a Reformation 5 on Facebook page, we're putting a lot of Islam details of up-to-date persecution church and actions on it. And we also need to use these audiovisual resources, publications, social media to spread the word. Now, here's some examples of social media type of pictures. Muslims are not the problem, the rest of the world is. Islam is a peaceful religion, and we'll kill anyone who doesn't say so. Islam is a religion of peace and love. Let us show the world by writing. And these are good, funny, but true pictures that a person can post on Facebook, get spreading around, which kind of helps undermine their propaganda. Ours is a peaceful religion. We'll kill anyone who says otherwise. Apologize or die. Death to the Pope.
Yeah.
Radical Islam, death to America, death to Israel, death to the West. Remember, Islam means peace.
Who's that?
That is the Democratic Speaker of the House. Is it in America? She's Nancy Pelosi. She's one of the main apologists in America. Islam violence, how dare you? Death to all Jews. I think that this chap needs a spelling lesson.
These no human Jews.
I mean, I would have thought juice is actually good for your health, but Islam uses freedom and tolerance to destroy freedom and tolerance. William Gladstone, a top British Prime Minister, said, Quran is an accursed book. So long as there's this book, there will be no peace in the world. John Quincy Adams, one of America's top presidents, Muhammad declared undistinguishing and exterminating war as part of his religion against all the rest of mankind. The precept of the Quran is perpetual war against all those who deny that Muhammad is the prophet of God. That's common sense. You want a head of state to say something that honest today? Or Winston Churchill, Islam is as dangerous in a man as rabies in a dog. No stronger retrograde force exists in the world. And Turkish Prime Minister Erdogan saying the mosques are our barracks, the domes are helmets, the minarets are bayonets, the faithful are soldiers. By the way, all these slides are on our Reformation 500 Facebook page, and we try and encourage giving them out. Or the Trojan mosque. Heard the Trojan horse. The changing face of London. Is this really what you want? Islam is oppression. Which, of course, it is. This is a woman who is a victim of an acid attack thrown in her face for not wearing a burqa in a Muslim community. Stop the lies, stop the phony cries. The false cries of Islamophobia and all the rest of it. So it's good, and then it stands for equal rights for all religions, rights of women, rights of Muslims to convert to other religions, rights of Jews to a Jewish state in Israel, rights of freedom of speech, including the rights of challenge of teaching of Islam, condemnation of honor killings and acid attacks on women. So that's kind of a nice thing to zip around on social media. The truth about Islam. I is for intolerance, S is for slaughter, L is for looting, A is for arson, M is for molestation of women. They kill gays, they kill women who go out in public without a male relative, and are the full support of Democrats and liberals who will call you a racist if you criticize them.
Yes.
Woolwich killer Abdallah Jor is courageous and a hero. That's what this one chap said. That's the man who chops off the head or tries to cut off the head of this British soldier. We strive and struggle until all Muslim land is liberated. Our ancestors killed whoever they didn't want to become Muslims. I'm avenging my brothers and sisters. You will be our targets. 96% of all rapes in the UK are by Muslims. These are postings by, in this case, English Defence League. Still believe Islam is a religion of peace? How many more have to die to disprove the lie? This chap's literally got the blood in his hands and the meat cleaver in his hand. Beheading people on London streets is normal, but on Islam it is. Warning, Muslims nearby. Enoch Powell was right. Whole towns, areas and parts of towns across England will be occupied by sections of the immigrants and immigrant descended population. It is like watching a nation busy engaged in heaping up its own funeral pyre. They found their wives unable to obtain hospital beds in childbirth, their children unable to obtain school places, their homes and neighborhoods changed beyond recognition. their plans and prospects for the future defeated, for reasons which they could not comprehend, in pursuance of a decision by default, which they were never consulted, they found themselves made strangers in their own country. Enoch Powell wrote this in 1968. That's almost prophetic.
Yeah.
A parasite is a creature which obtains food and physical protection from a host which never benefits from its presence. And here they are screaming death to American Britain. I've seen them outside the House of Commons in England with those very signs. If you still defend Islam, you're not paying attention and you're part of the problem. Islamophobia, not just for Israel anymore. This is the Boston bombing. Islam, contributing not one damn thing to humanity for 1,400 years. Well, not a very polite way of putting it, but 7th of July 2005, that's when they had the 7/7 bombings in England. Some people will post this on that date, remembering those who died.
I was in London at that stage.
When it happened?
The
11th, yeah. Sure. Obama's policies, wrong each and every time, supporting radicals in Libya, Iran, Egypt and Syria. Jihad in America. The unholy Quran commands it. I shall terrorize the infidels, so wound their bodies and incapacitate them because they oppose Allah and His apostle. Women in Society Conference 2013. The conference held University of Qasab in Saudi Arabia, attended by representatives of 15 Muslim nations. Women were not allowed to attend.
Yes.
Prophet of Peace lists out a few things. Islam. Say that we're peaceful or we'll kill you. Liberalism, go to hell. Kill those who insult Islam. Butcher those who mock Islam. We want to kill Myanmar's Buddhists. Can't even spell. This is Islam. Somebody's put together some horrible collage of pictures. Stop killing in the name of Islam. This is from an Indian. You can't coexist with people who want to kill you. Now, you've seen this coexist sign. Looks nice, but notice, intolerance will not be tolerated. Government censure protecting you from reality. Radical Islam is not a threat, tell it to the Christians in Lebanon, the Buddhists in Thailand, the Copts in Egypt, the Hindus in India, people of Israel, the people of Iraq. See what they tell you. You are next. Those too savage to build civilization can only be expected to destroy them. These are pretty harsh, but these are the kind of things that are out on the internet. Every second Frenchman born today is a Muslim. By 2050, Europe's native population will have fallen by a third. Muslims in Europe will have increased from 20 million to 100 million. So now some people are putting together some New Turkey, North Pakistan, Moorish Emirates, Albanian Federation, and so on. The choice is clear. Infidelophobia or Islamophobia. Islam will dominate the world, freedom can go to hell, or freedom will dominate the world, Islam can go to hell. I mean, it's their poster. Islam will dominate the world, freedom can go to hell. So someone's just traversed it. Islam is not merely a religious creed, says Kurt Felders. A revolutionary ideology, a jihad, that refers to that revolutionary struggle to destroy all states and governments anywhere on the face of the earth which oppose the ideology and the program of Islam. And then you get a few brave people like this who are able to, willing to put their picture on, Scotland does not welcome Islam, the religion of hate and terror. Sharia law violates your rights and freedoms. Sharia law threatens America. Truth is a new hate speech. During times of universal deceit, telling the truth becomes a revolutionary act. So social media is an opportunity where you can just place a picture and get it in circulation and get things rolling. In every country that Muslims are a minority, they're obsessed with minority rights. In every country Muslims are the majority, there are no minority rights. That's true. So the first I is information, the second I is intercession. Prayer was an integral and essential foundation of Nehemiah's strategy. We need to establish prayer groups, prayer chains, prayer networks to seek God for spiritual revival, biblical reformation, and a restoration of spiritual life and scriptural principles in all areas of society. Jesus told a parable that we should always pray and not give up. And Luke 18, he speaks about the persistent widow. We're either praying or we've given up. And if we've given up, it's probably because we neglected to pray. We need to be informed and we need to be interceding. Prayer is our foundation for action. And then the third eye's involvement. Nehemiah researched amongst the rubble. He developed a plan to motivate and mobilize the community to rebuild their portion of the wall. Nehemiah enlisted qualified help. He encouraged his workers. He motivated them and he organized them in delegated tasks. We need to get involved in Christian action groups and reformation societies to restore biblical values in our homes, our congregations, our businesses, our schools, our community organizations, and our government. Does anyone recognize this building? Stormont, it's the House of Parliament in Northern Ireland, Belfast. Wonderful prayer rally outside there, really a place of spiritual life. And of course, what has made it possible for Europe to be in danger from Islam is abortion. The killing of their own babies by the tens of millions, wiping out the next generation, is what made it necessary to import all these migrant laborers in the first place. So abortion and welfare are the two things that have opened Europe up to this. Abortion created a vacuum and welfare provided a magnet. You've got to get rid of welfare and you've got to get rid of abortion if you're going to defeat Islam. They have huge families. Christians have very little. And so, there are pro-life movements in Europe. This is Europe. Pro-woman, pro-baby, pro-life. And some are trying to encourage girls to leave Islam for safety before they might be murdered. Is your family threatening you? LeaveIslamSafely.com. That's another option. This is in Paris, marching for the family against homosexual marriages. Of course, this is some of the largest demonstrations ever seen in Paris. This is French people protesting against the homosexualization of marriage. You see, what's destroying Europe is pornography, homosexuality, abortion,
liberalism,
socialism, all of this. And that's what's destroyed Europe to the point that gave the Muslims a chance to step in to take it. So you've got to have a comprehensive battle to defeat all these things.
You see, but the problem is, now you have to stand for absolutes.
Mm. Yes, you do.
Which is something that they are fighting against in this degradation of the soul.
Yes.
They want to have freedom of everything. So in order to combat this, you have to put in issues. Seems like America needs a strong Republicans. Strong Republicans.
Very strong.
To say pro-life.
Like Ronald Reagan, someone who's got some backbone, but at the moment it's pathetic.
Yeah.
Your people will rebuild the ancient ruins and raise up the angel foundations. You will be called repairer of broken walls, repairer of streets with dwellings. So, while each group of families in the book of Nehemiah had their own part of the wall to work on, they were all united to common defense. They worked together with their whole heart to achieve the main goal to rebuild the walls. Switzerland had a referendum and voted no more mosques, no to the minarets, and because it said it's destroying the countryside, the cultural distinctive, and there's nothing Swiss or democratic about it. While Nehemiah sounded the trumpet, all rallied to that part of the wall that was under attack for the common defense. The work is extensive and spread out. We are widely separated from each other along the wall. Whenever you hear the sound of the trumpet, join us there. Our God will fight for us. Anyone recognize what this is? That's the dome over the German Bundestag, German House of Parliament. The trumpets in Operation Nehemiah to stop and reverse the Islamization of a country include the Reform500.org website, the Reformation 500 Facebook page, Christian Action Magazine, the Frontline Fellowship News, the ReformationSA.org website, community Christian radio stations, prayer chains, e-update networks, other social media. We need to get regular e-updates. We need to be networked. Isn't this beautiful? You recognize what that should be?
Holland.
Holland, yes. I mean, where else to get all these lovely fields and the wind turbines and the canals? Does not wisdom call out? Does not understanding raise a voice? On the heights, along the way, where the paths meet, she takes a stand besides the gates leading into the city. At the entrances, she cries aloud. So we need to sometimes make a stand. Like here, this is a Cape Town demonstration against the ANC government's legalization of abortion, pornography, and homosexuality. We need to recognize God's enemies. Secular humanism is rotting our countries and our churches from within, and radical Islam is threatening it from without. God's weapons are Bible teaching, evangelism, and prayer, including imprecatory psalms, praying against evil. God's battle plan is the cultural mandate and the Great Commission. God-fearing families are the basic building block of society. We need to reform our families and institute a thorough discipleship plan with our churches as we mobilize to fulfill the Great Commission. So, in our mission, we've been working on ammunition like reforming our families, the Power Prayer Handbook, practical discipleship. There are two extremes that we have to guard against. There are those who refuse to see the crisis. They say there's no problem. But then there are those who panic and say there's no hope. I mean, both are wrong. We must recognize the problems honestly and soberly. Man is depraved and is in rebellion to Almighty God and His Word. And sin inevitably reaps tremendous trouble. However, we've also got to recognize that God is sovereign. And He's almighty. There is power in prayer. The gospel is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. How can any Christian say there's no hope? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We must wake up to the urgent and serious crisis. Most churches are asleep or in apostasy. The world is rushing by on its way to hell, yet our prayer meetings are sparsely attended and lacking in fire and fervor. Most evangelical churches have little or no evangelism. Missionary vision is generally weak, and much of what's done in the name of missions has actually very little to do with the Great Commission, which is making disciples, teaching obedience. We need to learn from the greatest century of missions. By abandoning its Christian heritage and aborting its babies and embracing heathenism and perversion, and by demanding unlimited freedoms, Europe is heading towards the repression of Islamic Sharia law. By rejecting Christianity, Europe is in danger of falling under Islamic totalitarianism. The French don't like Christian standards. They're going to love Islamic Sharia law. Imagine the Paris Passion Parade. The burqa in black. The combined effects of affluence and a rapidly falling birth rate have made Western Europe a magnet for millions of impoverished Muslims from North Africa and the Middle East. And with most Europeans embracing some kind of practical atheism or fuzzy New Age spirituality, they're incapable of comprehending, let alone effectively dealing with radical Islam. We therefore need a comprehensive response to the threat confronting us. And we need to start by reviving our own personal spiritual lives. We've got to pray the Psalms. We've got to get serious in prayer and serious about discipleship. We've got to work through discipleship training manuals and practical discipleship, taking members of our prayer fellowship and midweek Bible study group, our congregation, through principles of discipleship. The family is the basic building block of society. We need to reform our families and ensure that our family is thoroughly grounded in the Word of God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We need to stop having our children being raised to be pansies. Can only play video games. They need to get the spirit of the Vikings. Get back into action. Our children need to know how to fight. We need to mobilize to evangelize. We need personal training and effective evangelism. I think Living Waters, Way of the Master, and Evangelism Explosion are some of the finest forms of evangelism. We need to use the law of the Lord, which is perfect to convert the soul. The law is the schoolmaster that leads us to Christ, that we can be justified by faith. So there's some great evangelistic resources. I don't know if you've come across this basic Christian teaching box set, which is a whole lot of Way of the Master and EE type materials put together. We've also designed a comprehensive Great Commission course that we run every year in Cape Town, 3 weeks. And we bring out the manuals and discs for those who can't come, and produced an Answering Skeptics book, an Answering Skeptics audio MP3, set in the 40 main questions that people tend to ask. I just gave a pack of these to the principal to give to students here as well of Answering Skeptics. And we need to rediscover our history and how to counter disinformation of the guilt manipulators who are trying to steal our heritage. They're trying to make their own idols now, the politicians. But we need to remember the victorious Christians who changed the world. Real heroes. Like this century, this year is the 200th anniversary of the birth of Dr. David Livingstone, one of the heroes of the faith, one of the best friends Africa had. We should be remembering the real heroes of the faith. If we understand the history, we are more effective in being able to recognize the deceptions of the enemy today. So these are just some of the resources that we've been working on. We need to mobilize Reformation FIRE. And FIRE stands for Fellowships for International Reformation and Evangelism. And we've got a whole website and Facebook page set up on this and are moving to try and work on a 5-year plan to reform our churches in preparation for the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. 2017 will be the 500th anniversary since Martin Luther nailed the 95 Theses to the church door. And so we've put a lot of these available as e-books and manuals on our Reformation 500 website. And I've written a lot on history on these matters. And here's some other practical things. We've got to learn about Islam so that we can effectively evangelize Muslims and train our people how best to counter them. Of course, the Morven Dreams is a very good DVD. Reclaiming our campuses for Christ, they aiming at the campuses. Organizing Muslim evangelism workshops. We need to get our churches more dedicated to winning Muslims to Christ. Being informed and speaking up for the persecuted church, which we try to do through our website. And we've also started the idop.org website, which is, in fact, it's idopafrica.org. And you can also get on our frontline news. We're trying to put out regular e-updates on this. Another important thing is don't support halal products. Unfortunately, I'm afraid that's part of it. But halal means a Muslim packaged and prepared the food. They're only 2% of the population. Why should they get job reservation? And then it's food offered to idols. And then it's a financial scam. And they say that some of the hundreds of thousands of brands they get from Clover and Rainbow Chickens and these other different groups goes to Intifada to help the PLO fight Israel in the Middle East. Yeah, supporting terrorism. And the rest of it to Dawah, to actually winning Muslim converts in Africa. So, why would I want to support halal? Look, if they want to have halal products, that's fine for the 2% of Muslim. But why should the rest of us have to be buying halal products? It's not reasonable. And of course, if we've got a choice, we should try and support Christian businesses rather than Muslim ones. We should use our social media to educate and motivate friends and family for reformation and against Islamization. And do everything we can to support alternatives to petrol. One out of every 3 barrels of oil from the Middle East goes to bioweapons. Biofuel, alternative energy sources must be explored. We must move Europe and the rest of us off dependence on Middle East oil. Sweden's got a goal that by 2020, 100% free of oil. They want to go totally to biofuel and other alternatives. And Germany's going a long way also towards biofuel. Because if we buy petrol, we're actually subsidizing jihad against ourselves. Nehemiah invested his time, his money, his resources, his very life in rebuilding Jerusalem. And the same way, we need to sacrifice and work for the necessary resources to support those people and those publications and those projects that are seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. The last I's implementation. Information, intercession, involvement, and implementation. Nehemiah did not allow any obstacle to prevent him from completing his task. He had limited resources, he had little experience, he had minimal security, but he didn't hesitate. Despite criticism and slander and discouragement and opposition, in less than 2 months, Nehemiah transformed a pile of rubble into a secure wall, rebuilding the city. And so, inspired by Nehemiah's example, we need to stand firm and put up plans for biblical reformation action. Parent-teacher associations, the Muslims are getting into them. Amazing. They can be a small minority in a school and they start to affect the whole school into following Islamic rituals and ignoring Christmas. And it's wrong. We need to also be involved in the Christian homeschooling movement and write letters to our local newspaper and members of parliament and vote biblically. There's so many parties that are just groveling before Islam. We need to cooperate to those concerned for real reformation, seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So may we be found faithful to his word and effective in his service.